The assessment plan for Class 12 board examinations is out, submitted in front of the Supreme Court today. It will be factoring not just your pre-boards, but how you performed in 11th and even 10th standard. Results to be out by the 31st of July. Fiscal stimulus of 3 lakh crore needed to boost the demand, says CII, adding that to accelerate vaccination, appoint a vaccine minister if required. Karnataka BJP leader hits out at its own party and the government in the state, says ministers are unhappy as the CM family interferes in the government too much. In Uttar Pradesh, a woman and her 5 children who battle intense hunger for 2 months are hospitalized. The family didn't have a ration card or Aadhaar card. The district magistrate there has ordered a probe. The Delhi court orders the release of 3 student activists, Natasha, Devyankina, Asif, in a setback to the Delhi police. Their plea seeking more time to verify addresses and sureties has been dismissed. The Delhi police challenges the bail order in the country's top court. The war between social media giant Twitter and government continues. Government sources say Twitter still not sharing details of the chief compliance officer. You are one of those waiting on what exactly the assessment criteria for class 10th and 12th is going to be, mostly for class 10th going to be. Well, the wait is over. CBSE has announced their elaborate assessment criteria, and that will not just be how you performed in your pre-boards, but how you performed in class 11th and also in class 10th. Let's look at the breakup over there. About 40% of the marks will be based on your class 12th pre-board exams, 30% on class 11th final exams, and then another 30% will be based on the best of 3 in your class 10th boards. Now, this has sparked a huge debate online amongst students as well, many of them not very happy with this criteria. And at the moment, we know that the results are to be declared by 31st of July, and a moderation committee will be set up in every school that will be looking after this. And the Supreme Court also was told that this monitoring committee will be set up to check schools, award liberal marks to students to boost their performance in this pandemic year. For the moment, students are not really giving a thumbs up to that assessment. Let's see if this really culminates into more reactions being heard in the Supreme Court when that matter comes up next on Monday. But shifting our focus to the other big story, a city court in the national capital has ordered release of 3 student activists who were given bail by the Delhi High Court on Tuesday in a case related to riots in the Northeast Delhi. In a setback to the Delhi police, its plea seeking more time to verify sureties and addresses has been dismissed by the city court. The Delhi police had also moved to the top court seeking a stay on the High Court bail order, calling the High Court proceedings a mini trial.